Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. I'm Bob Leonard, and this is Let's Talk Pella. My guest today is Marion County naturalist Marla Mertz. Thanks for joining us, Marla.
Well, thanks for having me today.
Well, I heard you had quite a drive this morning with respect to birds. Can you tell us about that?
I did. Had a meeting in Pella, and so I left Cordova Park and headed on G28 to Pella and had my meeting. But on the way there, it just kind of started in with kind of a dramatic day. There were osprey and eagles, and lots of cormorants had moved in, and I was noticing lots of pelicans, and just the sounds were really vibrant this morning. Everything was so vocal, and kind of got my attention, and I left the meeting and thought maybe I would take the back way out of Pella and go around the dam just a little bit. But I didn't really notice anything unusual around the dam area. It was when I left the dam. New eagles, eagle's nests, turkeys strutting around eagle's nests, cattle egrets, more osprey, and it was just a really enjoyable day.
So are all of our birds still on the move? Are they all here or what?
There are many birds still on the move. A lot of birds haven't come in yet. Migration starts, usually around March, but it's been very cold. A lot of the breeding birds are heading back north. A lot of them are already nesting. Of course, the eagles and owls and things that we hear more of and see more of in the winter, they already have babies that have hatched. And so the pelicans and the things that are moving further north are just heading to their breeding grounds. And this cold is kind of hanging them up just a little bit. So they're a little bit in delay of going through. But we've still got a great push coming in within the next month or so. We've got a lot of birds that are non-breeding birds that we call subadults that will be moving in after. All the adults have to go first to find those great nesting territories, and then the young birds will move in later.
So all we have to do is pay attention to what's happening around us.
Pay attention, yes, yes. And, of course, everybody wants to get out this time of year. It's almost time for morel mushroom hunting, which if the ground temperatures would warm up a little bit, we'd probably get a pretty productive year the way the rains have been. Turkey season's going on right now, and that usually tells us that it's time for the warbler movement. And there's just so many different colors and sounds of warblers that move through our wooded areas this time of year. It's hard to keep track of how many different species and all the new sounds. But it's a great time of year to be out. It's just activity and vibrant color. A lot of birds coming from South and Central America that we call jungle birds have really made their push through. Of course, our orioles will be moving in here in the next week or so, as long as the weather holds together. And the hummingbirds will start to move in around the 1st of May. So it might be a good idea to get the hummingbird feeders cleaned up, and looking forward to those little guys coming in.
Time to put them out already.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
All right, so in a little bit. You've birdwatched a lot around Lake Red Rock. What are some of your favorite places? Where can, let's say, the novice birder go?
Actually, a lot of the trail areas around Lake Red Rock, the Card Trail at Cordova, Ivan's Campground offers a big diversity of birds. Roberts Creek, that's a great area to go. We have in Marion County just a great opportunity for bird watchers to come from all over. And we're listed in a lot of birding guides. We just have the amount of area and contiguous land base that attracts numerous species of birds.
Well, yeah, over the years I've seen people come from out of state just to go to Lake Red Rock to bird.
They do. And a lot of people, they'll drive from Indiana just to take pictures of the bald eagles below Lake Red Rock Dam. And, that's not the only place that we have them, but it's just a beautiful area. It's an attractive area. And I guess, too, we can link that to all the work that's been done for better water quality, the river corridors, things like that that allow those habitats to be a better land base and a more attractive area for our birds.
Well, this has been today's Let's Talk Pella. My guest today has been Marion County naturalist Marla Mertz. Thanks for joining us today, Marla.
Thanks, Bob.
Stay tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Today's official weather eye meteorologist forecast is next.